Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, over the phone, we are joined by Representative Christine Watkins, and we're going to be talking this week's legislative update. And Representative Watkins, it's a bit bittersweet because this is the last legislative update of this session.
Oh, boy. And things will change between now and Friday night at midnight.
Yeah, no, this last week of the legislature is infamous for being one of the most hectic weeks up on Utah's Capitol Hill. So it's going to be interesting to see how things play out, what gets introduced at the 11 o'clock hour. It's just going to be a fun jaunt for the legislature. So let's talk about some bills, first of all. So looking at one you've co-sponsored that kind of caught my eye is HB 158, which discusses state sovereignty. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, this is an interesting one in light of what's going on in the world and in the nation. And what it says is that an international organization does not have any power, any jurisdiction, boy, until it's early, or legal authority in this state. And so they cannot come in and do anything in the state. We've already got bills that say they can't buy property, and they have so much time that if they have that property, a country has to sell it and not be involved in our state affairs.
Now, another one that I know you've gotten a lot of emails about is HB 432, which after last year with the vaping bills, this one's back and kind of changes some more things. So let's talk about that for a second.
Okay. Well, last year we said that you couldn't buy flavored vapes because those are the ones that teenagers get a hold of and gets them hooked on vaping. So we said, okay, you can't have any flavors. And, of course, that made the adults mad. And, you know, so anyway, we've had some couple of people up here working on it with different groups. And there was a lawsuit filed. So there's an injunction against that bill right now. So this new bill, which is sitting here in the House, ready to be, I'm just looking on the board there, it circles 432, and it changes it so you can't buy flavored vaping anywhere but a specialty store. And they have to have cameras, they have to have special readers, they have to have special codes on all of the products, so that if someone is not supposed to have that product, they can actually track down where it was sold from. So, I mean, it is very, very controlling in this world of flavored vaping.
And, you know, that I think that addresses some of the problems that people had with that original vaping bill from a year ago, is that there was no avenue for people who wanted those products, who were of age, to go and get them. So I like this, and it also helps protect some of those small businesses who built their identity completely around vaping. So it's a bit of a compromise bill, but I think it takes a step in the right direction for that. And then the last bill that we really wanted to touch on today was HB 106, which, of course, deals with everyone's favorite subject, taxes, in the state.
Right. And what this does is it takes our state income tax rate from 4.55 to 4.50. So it's not a huge drop, but we keep going down little by little. And then also it increases the age of an exemption for children. Right now it's one. They have to be one and no older than four. Well, this bill, which has passed, changes it from zero. So if you're expecting a baby, you can count that baby for the tax year, and five or younger. So we've expanded it on both sides. So that'll help people who have young families get that child tax credit. And then, of course, we have Social Security. I have not heard where that has settled on. I've heard it's close to $100,000, that you can't make more than that. But I haven't heard, we've been discussing it, and I just haven't heard the number that they've settled on.
And it's always interesting when they break out those tax modifications, because that's been another emphasis of the legislature the past few years, is slowly and gradually lowering that income tax rate. But I like the addition there of helping with that tax credit to help these younger families try and get things settled, because having a family is expensive. So this really helps them take a few steps forward in that regard. So that one it's going to be interesting to see where what rates they decide on, like you said, on Social Security. But right now, progressing very well through the legislature. And then moving off the bill side of things, you've had a pretty fun week up in the legislature. You've had all sorts of different visitors, and you were even giving out some gifts on the floor.
You know, I'm so proud of our coal country. And a friend of our family decided that we needed some swag from coal country. So he got the buckets and got the real coal. And if you go on my Facebook, you'll see the little coal buckets, you know, made in America. And I presented those to the Senate president, our House speaker, and some representatives who have been so supportive of our coal industry. And I'm telling you, they loved them. They were just so pleased to get them, and I purchased some more over the weekend, and I've got a few more people I'm going to present them to, because you know I'm proud to be representing coal country, and want everyone to have those that have helped us and worked for us remember us.
And, you know, if you haven't seen a picture of those, head on over to Representative Watkins' Facebook page. They are the cutest little things. They're so fun. And then in addition to those gifts you were giving out, you had visitors from all over the Castle Country last week. You had representatives from CERTA, Mayor Corianis from Price, Amanda McIntosh from the Hope Squad, and you had Museum up there last week. So it's really been a full schedule for you up in the legislature, in addition to all the hearings you have to go to and all the floor times you have to attend.
Yeah, we stay very, very busy here, and it gets a little hectic, especially this week. We've got some late nights. Now, we don't end Friday until midnight, and we just are passing Senate bills and House bills, and we're busy.
Let's talk about this week. Of course, ending the session on Friday at midnight. What are you personally focusing on as a legislator this week?
Well, I only have one bill left to get to the governor, and I passed it Friday in a Senate committee, so it'll be going to their board, and it's in Senator Winterton's hands. He's my floor sponsor from the Senate, and that one deals with primacy for our Class 6 gas wells, and we do want that primacy. So I'm hoping we can get it through. I'm planning on it. I've passed a lot of my other bills, and just like I told my intern, she was sorry to see that one of my bills wasn't in committee this morning, and I just said, well, you know, you come up here knowing that you're going to win some and that you're going to lose some. So a couple of bills that I really thought were important but had pretty big fiscal notes did not make it, but I had some other really great ones make it through. So I'm very pleased with what I was able to get done this session.
And, you know, that's always good because, you know, It's hard. You have 45 days to try and pass all these legislations, things that you think can change Utah for the better. But sometimes people don't see it that way. So like you said, you win some, you lose some. Now, let's take a look ahead, maybe a little too far ahead, but moving forward into future legislative sessions. This session, you put a lot of emphasis on family matters. You know, you had the like you talked about earlier, the child tax credit. We talked about child welfare modifications, things like that, dealing with the DCFS. Moving forward, what do you want to emphasize in future sessions?
I want to take what I learned this session and put it into making those bills more successful next session. Always looking for bills that are related to energy that will help our area. Anything that will reduce red tape, in my opinion, is a good bill. And so looking forward to that. You never know what's going to pop up between this session and next session.
Well, Representative Watkins, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything else you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, I'm just, you know, finishing up, and I'm looking forward to our last interview in a week or so, wrapping everything up, and we can really cover all the things that I was able to accomplish. And what we did is a legislature that will help people in their everyday lives.
Well, Representative Watkins, thank you again, as always, for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Representative Christine Watkins, and we were talking this week's legislative update, the final in-session update of this legislative session. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.